Amy Beckman, narrator.
This is from Still Life with Husband by Lauren Fox. My betrayal of Kevin has changed me. My body takes over, acts of its own volition, ignores the hope in my heart, or maybe listens to it, I don't know. I jump up as if I've been shocked in the split second before it's too late. I'm halfway up the hill. I can see my little red Toyota a long half block away. I hate myself. I've never felt quite like this. I am a hideous, pungent concoction of guilt, shame, embarrassment, and desire. I'm hot with it, this terrible new potion coursing through my veins. This is a different me racing to my car heading toward home. I have held the hand of, almost kissed, lusted after a man who is not Kevin. Not to mention I've lied to David and to Kevin both. What I have done has transformed me, like alchemy, only backward. Whatever there was in me that was precious metal is now nothing but common elements, gravel, straw. This is from Deadly Intent by Kylie Brandt. Stephen Mulder, the name struck a chord of recognition with Macy. His daughter was one of the girls you rescued in that child swap ring a few years ago. The case was one she was unlikely to forget. That's right, Raker explained. Ellie Mulder was 7 when she was snatched while at a birthday party. FBI took control of the investigation. She was found when one of my cases overlapped a couple years later. By that point, she'd been missing 22 months. Macy's gaze dropped to the folder in her lap. A moment later, she froze. She's been abducted? Again? Sometime between 11 and 2 a.m. this morning. Raker's expression was grim. Ellie's mother went in to check on her. Mrs. Mulder woke her husband when she didn't find Ellie, and they searched the estate. He called me an hour after they discovered her gone.
Why didn't he call the FBI? Questioned Macy.
The feds failed her before. We're the one he wants. We're the one he needs.
This is from Helen Keller by Leslie Garrett. Helen Keller ran her fingers down the pages of her Braille Bible, taking in every word. Her days ended the same way they began, by reading her Bible. Finishing the last page, she closed her book and placed it on the table beside her bed. She closed her sightless eyes and welcomed sleep. In 1960, Helen Keller was 80 years old and still fairly active, often entertaining friends and going for walks with her dog. But she was growing tired. More and more, she preferred to stay in with her books. Helen loved books. Both blind and deaf, since the age of 19 months, Helen knew she was lucky to be able to read and write. She had worked hard to show the world not only that she could do anything, but that other disabled people could too. Through it all, Helen had one wish. She wanted the world to accept her as no different from someone who could see and hear.